AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Weekend shootings in the U.S. have left at least six people dead and dozens injured. In Willowbrook, Illinois, a shooting early Sunday morning killed one person and left more than 20 injured. The shooting occurred at a parking lot where hundreds had gathered to celebrate Juneteenth. This woman who lives nearby says she was awakened by all the activity.
I was laying in bed and then I heard a helicopter go overhead, and then my mom knocked on the door and was like, "What is going on outside?" So then I got up and looked out the window, and it was just chaos. There were sirens coming from like every direction.
The audio courtesy of ABC 7 Chicago. In central Pennsylvania, a state trooper was killed and another critically wounded just hours apart on Saturday after a gunman attacked a state police barracks. Meteorologists say dangerous and potentially record-breaking temperatures will continue into midweek over southern Texas and much of the Gulf Coast. Storms producing damaging winds, hail, and possibly tornadoes could strike the lower Mississippi Valley. In Louisiana, National Weather Service meteorologist Benjamin Schott says the oppressive heat does not even let up at night.
The temperatures aren't really getting even below 80 degrees at night, and the heat indices are still pushing upper 90s to around 100 all through the overnight period. So, you know, there's a lot of issues there because, you know, heat is a thing that keeps gnawing at you every single day.
The excessive heat has triggered thunderstorms that left more than 515,000 people in five states without power Sunday. Secretary of State Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. Blinken is wrapping up a two-day visit aimed to ease soaring tensions between the two countries. This is AP News. Wyndham Clark holds on for a narrow win at the U.S. Open. Graham Agars reports.
29-year-old Wyndham Clark has held off golf superstars to win the U.S. Open by one shot at the L.A. Country Club. Clark, playing in just his seventh major event, posted a gritty final round even past 70 to finish at 10-under and secure the victory over Rory McIlroy. It was just the second win on tour for Clark, his first coming just 6 weeks ago. McIlroy could only find one final day birdie in his attempt to break a 9-year major drought. While number one Scottie Scheffler finished in third at 7-under, Ricky Fowler saw his hopes dashed with a final round 75. I'm Graham Agars.
And Britain's House of Commons is likely to endorse a report that found Boris Johnson lied to lawmakers about lockdown-flouting parties in his office. This would be a humiliating censure that would strip the former prime minister of his lifetime access to Parliament. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.